Kia ora whanau. Ko Kirangi tuku maunga, ko Waiapu tuku awa, ko Rauri tuku marae, ko Nukutai Memeha tuku waka, ko Ngāti Porau tuku iwi rawa, ko Ngāti Kahununu, ko Vaughan Makiriri Hairua hau. Welcome everybody, welcome to Everyday Diamonds. My name is Ron, and this is my podcast. This is my podcast pretty much. So what I'm going to do is I'll give you a quick intro as to who I am, my background, all that sort of stuff, and then what the podcast is about, and we'll just we'll go from there. So kia ora everybody. My name is Ron. I am a father of three. I've got three beautiful babies. I have two daughters and one son. My eldest daughter is 12. My middle girl is 10, turning 11, and my son is 5. My partner, Trey, she is a youth worker. She's also a qualified teacher. I have three other siblings. I have two older brothers and one younger sister. My mum and dad are still with me as well, which I'm very, very grateful for. And that's my whānau pretty much. I'm from Flaxmere in Hawke's Bay, so I'm from the centre of the universe, otherwise referred to as 879. A little bit more of a background as to myself. I grew up out in Flaxmere, started my schooling here, so I went to Peterhead Primary. Then me, my mum, and my middle brother, we moved over to Hastings, and I shifted primary schools. I moved over to Mayfair Primary, then from there moved to Hastings Intermediate. I was there for 2 years and then went to Karamu High. I was at Karamu High through to fifth form, and then shifted over to Hastings Boys. I was having a chat the other night with a very good friend of mine about, you know, trying to remember what it was that we were doing in high school, and he was like, oh, you know, shit, to be honest, I can't actually remember a lot of anything when I was at high school. And yeah, I'm in the same boat. At that time in my life, basketball was everything, so I can't really remember anything else apart from playing basketball every day and turning up to school to hang out with my mates and play ball, really. So I was at Karamu till fifth form, then I moved to Hastings Boys to play more basketball. I was there for half a year, and then at the time, my old man was working at the Freezing Works and a vacancy came up. So he pulled me out of school, chucked me in the works, and that was the beginning of my work life, really. I was in the Freezing Works for maybe 3 years. Yeah, 16, 17, 18. Yeah, about 3 years between Progressive Meats and Hastings and Takapo Freezing Works in Central Hawke's Bay. Then that finished. I was on the dole for a bit, and my caseworker said, oh, there's a fishing school that you can go and try. So I moved down south, and I lived in Westport for about a year. From there, I got a job on the fishing boats. So I was working on the deep sea trawlers for a bit. At that time, my eldest daughter was just born, and the time away from my family was, it wasn't, the time out on the boat was just too far away from my kids. I missed my eldest daughter's first steps and stuff, so I came back inshore and I started working on some inshore boats. And throughout that whole time from me starting high school till then, I was always into the gym work and fitness and all that sort of stuff, so I finished up on the boats and decided to go and study to become a personal trainer, or what I thought was a personal trainer. So I went to EIT, I'd done a certificate of health and fitness, then I moved on to the diploma, got my diploma, moved on to the degree, got halfway through my degree, and at that time I'd already had a few jobs in the gym industry, and full-time study and full-time work wasn't working really well together, so decided to put my studies on hold, carry on working, and came back to it. I was back and forth from my study and work and full-time stuff, and I am still currently working through my degree very, very, very slowly. So that's a kind of snapshot of my life from birth right till now, I guess. A big thing that I want to kind of get to in this intro episode as to why I'm here, what's the purpose of this podcast. There was a quote I heard a few years ago when a workmate of mine interviewed Shane Young, the UFC fighter. So Shane Young's from Moroanui, but he lives in Auckland. He's both from Auckland and Moroanui. And my co-worker had interviewed him and asked him, what's it like being from Moroanui but living in the big smoke and fighting on the biggest stage in the world? And Shane's response is something that stuck with me for ages, because I see Moroanui and Flaxmere to be very, very similar. They're pretty much the exact same place, just in different areas. One's in Napier and one's in Hastings. So what Shane Young had said is that Moroanui is a real hard place. It's a real tough place. So what has to happen is only the strongest, most beautiful flowers can grow there and thrive there. And that made made so much sense to me, especially because that's the same way that I feel about Flax. I know that Flaxmere doesn't get, and Moroanui doesn't get the best rep in the media and stuff, very similar to like South Auckland, Otara and all of that. But that's what sells. Media wants to find the worst stories they can about our areas and pump them in the media, in the newspaper and all over social media and stuff like that, so that people can watch and be engaged and subscribe to whatever it is that got that story up there, sort of thing. But the amount of amazing things that happen in these areas is 2 to 1. More good things happen here than bad things. It's just the light only gets shone on the bad things that happen, which is, it happens, sort of thing. So that's one of my whys, is that I'm extremely passionate about Flaxmere. There's some amazing, beautiful people that come from here and that are still here, that stay in the hood and stay and do good here and try hard and put in effort. And despite what's happening, they still stick to their guns and keep that belief that Flaxmere or the hood, whether it's Flax or Moroanui or whatever, is the center of the universe. We can grow the most beautiful, the most strongest flowers here. We just have to stay here and nurture them. So that's one of my big whys. Another big why is working with the youth. So I'm not a youth worker or a social worker. I am a strength and conditioning coach, but I've moved more into an area called education outside the classroom. So schools send classes of kids to me and they spend the day with me and we learn about leadership, we learn about communication, we learn about resilience, we learn about movement, exploration and physical literacy and all this sort of stuff. And over the time of working with these schools, what I started to realize and understand is that that's why I'm here. There's a lot of kids in these groups that I work with that are, extremely amazing, talented athletes. And then there's kids that sport and physical activity isn't really their thing. But overall, the main aim for me with these kids is trying to just create better humans and trying to show them that the world is your oyster. And I know it sounds very cliche in that sense that you hear it a lot, but I kind of put it on my shoulders to shape that message in a way that these kids understand that that's actually the truth. You can be anything, and if I can create that clarity and that level of understanding, that they actually get to the point where the light switches and they say, wow, I can actually do anything I want, then that's a huge win for me. So that's another why I'm doing the stuff that I do. And then the third would be my legacy. I ask myself quite often, what am I going to be remembered for? I don't want to be remembered for a podcast This is just another addition to the tool belt, if you will. My legacy is wanting to make the youth, the rangatahi of the hood, the area that I live in, the best version of themselves possible, you know. And my approach to that is a big brother perspective, hoping to act as a big brother, not saying that the kids that we work with or I work with don't have amazing siblings or amazing big brothers or sisters. It's just that I'm coming from an external point of view. So yeah, that's another big why for me. What can you expect from the show? So the whole aim of this podcast is I'm going to be interviewing everyday diamonds. So what that means is I'm going to be talking with everyday experts in their own fields. Not necessarily the people that are super duper famous or popular. They can just, you know, realistically be people from the hood, but have a wealth of experience and knowledge that not everyone knows they have. And so my aim with the podcast is to find these people, tap into that knowledge, put it on the podcast, and then send it out to you fellas and let you guys have access to it, really, because there are tons of hidden gems in the community that, you know, everyone else can just benefit from. So that's the purpose. That's one of the things that you can expect from the show. Another key component is honest chats. I had a professional development session last week. One of the big topics that was brought up was authenticity and professionalism and trying to find an even keel between those two. So I'm, hence why I say honest conversations, honest chats, is because I'm going to be myself, but also at the same time, I'm going to ensure that I can extract as much knowledge from these people as possible without being too rough, if you're, because I can be very rough at times. You can expect some laughs, because I want to have some laughs. I'm not a serious dude. I'd rather have a laugh than a cry, put it that way. And like what I was saying before, in terms of extracting as much knowledge as possible, expect a lot of curiosity. I'm a very curious person. I like to ask lots of questions. The more I know, the better. So yeah, I've already subscribed to that train of thought is, if you're the smartest person in the room, you're in the wrong room, sort of thing. So expect lots of questions. But at the same time, with the show itself, don't expect it to be too structured or formatted. The conversation is going to go as it goes. And I'm just hoping to get as much knowledge from these experts as possible. Aside from that, whānau, that's pretty much it. I'm just a Māori boy from Flex that had kids young, didn't finish school, and now here starting a podcast, talking to experts, and just doing his thing. So, yeah, stay tuned, stay engaged, and I'll hear from you fellas shortly. Cheers.